今天我的题目是当有的三个心。
The title for today's message is Three Hearts We Ought to Have.
经文是帖撒罗尼迦前书第三章第十到第十三节。
And the passage is from 1 Thessalonians chapter 3 verses 10 to 13.
让我们打开圣经帖撒罗尼迦前书第三章第十节。
Let's turn our Bibles to 1 Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 10.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第三章第十节，保罗在这边说，我们昼夜切切地祈求要见你们的面，补满你们的信心的不足，愿神我们的父和我们的主耶稣一直引领我们到你们那里去，又愿主叫你们彼此相爱的心，并爱众人的心，都能增长充足，如同你们爱你们，我们爱你们一样，好使你们当我们主耶稣同他众圣徒来的时候，在我们父神面前心里坚固，成为圣洁，无可责备。
As we night and day keep praying most earnestly that we may see your face and may complete what is lacking in your faith, now may our God and Father himself and Jesus our Lord direct our way to you, and may the Lord cause you to increase and abound in love for one another and for all people, just as we also do for you, so that he may establish your hearts without blame in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus with all his saints.
我上个星期我谈到保罗为帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒感谢神。
And last week I talked about how Paul gave thanks for the believers in Thessalonica.
因为信徒在他们信心上所做的功夫。
Because of the work that they have in their faith.
在爱心上所受的劳苦。
And the labor of their love.
并且在盼望耶稣所存的忍耐。
And the patience that they had in waiting for and hoping for Jesus.
然后除此之外，保罗也为帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒感谢神，因为信徒对神的和他的话语的委身。
And besides that, Paul also gave thanks to God because of the dedication of the believers.
然后我谈到帖撒罗尼迦教会对神的话语还有对神的委身，一共有三方面。
And I talked about their dedication and sacrifice for God. There's three aspects.
第一就是因为信徒领受了神的话语。
First is because the believers received God's word.
那么第二呢，就是信徒愿意为主受苦。
And second was that they were willing to suffer for the sake of the Lord.
而第三呢，就是信徒能够在主的面前站立得住。
And thirdly is that they were able to stand firm before the Lord.
那么刚才我们所看那段经文谈到保罗为帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒祷告。
And we saw that from the passage that Paul was praying for the believers in Thessalonica.
然后保罗成立这个帖撒罗尼迦教会之后。
And after Paul established a church in Thessalonica.
那么除了以神的话语来劝勉这些信徒。
And besides exhorting the believers through God's word.
那么同时也为他们祷告。
Paul also prayed for them.
那么祈求神能够保守他们的信心。
Asking God to keep their faith.
那么在主耶稣基督的爱里面成长。
And that they would grow in the love of Christ.
并且过一个圣洁的生活。
And also to live a holy life.
那么从保罗的祷告里面。
And through Paul's prayer.
我们可以看到保罗对这些信徒所关注的。
We see what is the important things to Paul concerning these believers.
不是一般人所祷告的。
It's not like an average prayer.
一般人的祷告，比如说祷告身体有健康。
Most average prayer asks for health for the body.
或者物质的需要。
Or the physical needs.
解决生活上一些的问题。
Resolve some of the hard problems.
等等的事情。
Etc.
但是保罗所关注的是他们的信心。
But what Paul emphasizes is their faith.
他们的爱心
their love,
还有他们这个圣洁的心。
And their holiness.
那保罗认为一个人信了耶稣之后
，Paul believes that after a person believes in Christ，
啊，应当有三个心。
He should have these three attitudes。
啊，就是信心、爱心和圣洁的心。
That's faith, love, and holiness。
也就是对神那种信心。
And that is faith towards God。
啊，对人的爱心。
And love for people。
而自己存有那种圣洁的心。
And a heart of holiness。
所以保罗所关注的第一件事情就是信徒的信心。
So what Paul emphasizes, the first thing is faith in God.
因此他向神迫切的祷告。
So he earnestly prayed to God.
所以在第十节保罗说我们昼夜切切的祈求要见你们的面补满你们的信心的不足。
So night and day we pray most earnestly that we may see you again and supply what is lacking in your faith.
所以保罗带领这些人信了耶稣之后
So Paul, after he led the people to Christ,
没有停留在那边
He did not just stop there.
他呢就继续的围着他们的信心来努力
He continued to put in effort for the sake of their faith.
然后求神增加他们对神的信心
And asked God to increase their faith.
所以保罗和他的同工花费了很多的心思
So Paul and his co-workers spent a lot of effort.
然后恳切地为向神祷告。
And they earnestly prayed to God.
就希望信徒们的信心能够增长。
Hoping that the believer's faith would grow.
更上一层楼。
To the next level.
什么是信心呢?
What is faith?
所谓的信心,保罗说是在主耶稣基督里的信心。
And the faith is faith in Christ.
我们根据希伯来书第十一章第一节说
And according to Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1 it says
信就是所望之事的设底是未见之事的确据
Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for the conviction of things not seen
那么同时希伯来书第十一章第六节也说
And Hebrews 11:6 also says
他说人非有信就不能得神的喜悦因为到神面前来的人必须信有神且信他常是那寻求他的人
And without faith it is impossible to please God because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him
那么主耶稣在四福音书里面特别是约翰福音
And Jesus in the four gospels especially in the book of John
那么经常强调说人要相信神
often emphasizes that people must believe in God.
而且他责备那些不相信神的人。
And he rebukes those who have no faith.
然后可见一个信了耶稣的人他对神的信心是何等的重要。
So we see that a person who has believed in Jesus, his faith in God is so important.
所以保罗在这里所强调的信心是指那个生活上的信心。
And the faith that Paul emphasizes here is a living faith.
这个信心是活的
It's a living one
是会成长的
It can grow
所以一个人当他信了耶稣之后
So a person after he believes in Jesus
那么他的信心好像一粒种子掉在泥土里面
His faith is like a little seed that fell into the ground
那么经过浇水还有施肥他就渐渐地长出这个芽来
Through watering and fertilizing it began to grow
那么这个芽长出来之后必须要有充足的水分
And the sprout after it comes out needs to have sufficient water
有充分的阳光还有养料它才会生长还有结出这个果子来
Sufficient sunlight and nutrients in order for it to grow and bear fruit
所以信心的成长是一个过程
So the growth of faith is a process
必须要经过这个考验
It must go through testing
所以在彼得前书第一章第六节到第七节这么说
So in 1 Peter chapter 1 verses 6 and 7 it says
因此你们是大有喜乐但如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁叫你们的信心即被试炼就此那被火试炼仍然能坏的精子更显宝贵可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞荣耀尊贵
In this you greatly rejoice Though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials, these have come so that your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may be proved genuine and may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed.
所以这两节经文说明我们的信心必须要经过考验。
So these two verses says that our faith must go through trials.
然后经过考验的信心比那个金还贵重。
The faith that has gone through trials is even more precious than gold.
这种信心圣经说不会朽坏的。
And this kind of faith, the Bible tells us, will not perish.
当主耶稣再来的时候,将会得到荣耀而称赞。
And when Jesus comes again, it will receive praise, glory, and honor.
亚伯拉罕被称为是信心之父。
Abraham was called the father of faith.
亚伯拉罕的信心不是一时得来的。
Abraham's faith did not come overnight.
当神呼召他从他的本乡到这个迦南的时候,
When God called Abraham out of his country to a different land,
亚伯拉罕以这个信心来顺服神,
Abraham used faith to obey God,
前往神要到他的地方去,
and moved towards the land that God wants him to go.
但是到了迦南地之后,
But after he got to the land of Canaan,
亚伯拉罕发觉到那边有这个饥荒,
he realized that there was a famine there.
那么那时候他的信心受到考验,
At that time, his faith was tested.
那么他失去了信心, 逃离到埃及去。
He lost faith and went to Egypt.
在亚伯拉罕的每一个生命的阶段里面,
And at every stage of Abraham's life,
然后神把这些不同的考验临到他的身上,
God put in his life different tests.
那么使到他怎么样来信靠这位神,
So that he would learn how to trust in God.
以致他的信心会成长。
So that his faith may grow.
那么信心就好像我们身体这个肌肉一样。
Faith is just like the muscles in our bodies.
那么经过这个锻炼之后,
And it's through exercising.
显得更加的健壮。
And become stronger.
那么举重的人有这个健壮的肌肉是经过长期的锻炼才形成的。
Weightlifters have very strong muscles. It's through repeated exercises.
所以神呼召 亚伯拉罕到迦南地的时候,
So when God called Abraham to the land of Canaan,
然后他在那边遇到不少的问题,
He met many problems there.
因为他贪爱世界的罗德,这个侄儿罗德给他带来不少的麻烦,
And his nephew Lot, who loved this world, brought him many grief.
也因着他的妻子萨拉的怀疑,
And also because Sarah's doubt.
因为萨拉怀疑她年纪已经这么大了,怎么可能会生育呢?
Because his wife Sarah doubted that she was so old, how can she have a child?
那么使到亚伯拉罕失去了信心,
So Abraham lost his faith.
而以他的婢女夏甲, 生了这个以示玛利,
And he had Ishmael with the servant Hagar.
所以亚伯拉罕最终的信心考验就是神要他把他的独生子,
But the final test of Abraham was God asked Abraham to offer up his only son.
那么圣经告诉我们当时亚伯拉罕顺服神,
And the Bible tells us that Abraham obeyed God.
把他唯一的一个孩子献给神。
He offered his only son to God.
因为亚伯拉罕对神的信心,
Because Abraham's faith in God.
神大大的祝福他。
God greatly blessed him.
使到他的后裔好像天上的星星,地上的沙这么多。
So his descendants were like the stars in the sky and the sand.
因为亚伯拉罕的信,
Because of Abraham's faith.
圣经告诉我们神祝福他。
The Bible tells us that God blessed him.
然后保罗为帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒的信心向神祷告是有他的原因的。
And there's a reason why Paul prayed for the faith of the believers in Thessalonica.
一个人信了耶稣得救之后,他对神的信心必须要成长。
After a person believed in God, then his faith in God must grow.
他对神必须要有信心。
He must have faith in God.
就好像亚伯拉罕的信心一样。
Just like Abraham's faith.
我们圣经刚才我们看那段经文在希伯来书说,
And in Hebrews, the Bible says,
没有信是不能够讨神喜悦的。
Without faith, it is impossible to please God.
所以我们看到人对神的信心是何等的重要。
So we see the importance of our faith towards God.
而且圣经经常强调人对神要必须要有信心。
And the Bible also often emphasizes that men must have faith in God.
我们看旧约圣经的时候，发觉到以色列人经常对神没有信心。
And if we look at the Old Testament, we often see that the Israelites lost faith in God.
而得到神的惩罚。
And they were punished because of it.
摩神借着摩西把以色列人从埃及地领出来。
And God through Moses let the Israelites out of Egypt.
然后进入这个迦南地。
Into the land of Canaan.
那么在还没有进入迦南地的时候，摩西吩咐十二个探子进去迦南归探。
And before they went, Moses sent 12 spies into the land to check out the land.
然后进去看看那些人有多大。
To see the people there.
看看那边有多少人。
So how many people there are.
但是我们看到圣经的记载。
But we see what's recorded in scripture.
我们所窥探经过之地是吞赐居民之地。我们在那里所看见的人民都身量高大。
The land we explored devours those living in it. All the people we saw are of great size.
我们在那里看见亚纳族人就是伟人，他们是伟人的后裔。据我们所看见，就如蚱蜢一样。据他们看，我们也是如此。
We saw the Nephilim there, the descendants of Anak come from the Nephilim. We seem like grasshoppers in our own eyes, and we look the same to them.
那么这个消息就传到以色列的老百姓。
And this news spread around with the Israelites.
那么他们就向摩西跟亚伦发怨言。
And they began to complain towards Moses and Aaron.
他们说巴不得我们早死在埃及地，或是死在这旷野。
If only this, so they said, if only we had died in Egypt or in this desert.
那耶和华为什么把我们领到这那地，使我们倒在刀下呢？我们的妻子和孩子并被掳掠，我们回埃及去岂不更好吗？
Why is the Lord bringing us to this land only to let us fall by the sword? Our wives and children will be taken as plunder. Wouldn't it be better for us to go back to Egypt?
这个是信心的考验。
And this is a trial of the faith.
那么以色列人对神失去了信心。
The Israelites lost faith in God.
他们不相信神能够帮助他们面对这个问题。
They didn't believe that God could help them to face this problem.
他们也忘记不久以前他们曾经经过这个红海。
They have forgotten that in the recent past they had walked across the Red Sea.
所以因着不信，以色列人必须要在旷野里面漂流了40年的时间。
And because of their unbelief, the Israelites had to wander around in the desert for 40 years.
而如果他们相信神的话，他们很快就进入迦南地。
If they had believed in God, they would have quickly entered the land.
不需要40年的时间。
And would not have needed the 40 years.
可能少过两年。
Perhaps a couple years.
在我们的生活里面，我们是否好像以色列人一样？
In our lives, are we like the Israelites?
当我们失去信心的时候，神的祝福就离开了我们。
When we lose faith, then God's blessing leaves us.
所以信心在我们的属灵生命里面占了一个很重要的地位。
So faith has a very important part in our walk.
所以希伯来书第十一章第六节说，人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
In Hebrews 11:6 it says, And without faith it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him.
所以保罗特别的为帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒迫切为他们的信心来祷告。
So Paul earnestly prayed for the believers in Thessalonica.
那么求神补满他们的信心的不足。
And ask God to build the part that is lacking.
那么这是保罗关心的第一件事情。
And this is the first thing of Paul's concern.
然后保罗除了为信徒的信心来祷告。
And besides praying for the faith of the believers.
然后第二点，他为他们的爱心来祷告。
Second, he prayed for their love for people.
所以在十二节说，又愿主叫你们彼此相爱的心，并爱众人的心都能增长，充足，如同我们爱你们一样。
May the Lord make your love increase and overflow for each other and for everyone else, just as ours does for you.
而保罗说，除了信心要成长。
And so Paul says, besides the faith growing,
爱心也要成长。
The love must also increase.
因此保罗在神的面前向神祈求增加帖撒罗尼迦教会信徒的信啊这个爱心。
And so Paul is praying to God to increase the love of the believers in Thessalonica.
那么除了信心爱心在一个基督徒的身上占了一个很重要的地位。
And besides faith, love has a very important position in a believer's life.
因为哥林多前书第十三章第十三节说
Because in 1 Corinthians 13:13 it says,
如今长存的有信有望有爱这三样其中最大的就是爱。
And now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love.
然后在哥林多前书第十四章第一节保罗说你们要追求爱。
And 1 Corinthians 14:1 it says, follow the way of love.
那么圣经也说如果没有爱什么都不用讲。
The Bible also tells us that without love, we don't need to talk about anything else.
一个人如果能够讲那个万人的方言
Even though I speak with the, all tongues.
啊天使的言语
And the words of angels.
有这个先知讲道的能力
And have the ability to prophesy.
能够明白各种各样的奥秘
and can understand all kinds of mysteries,
有各样的知识
and have all kinds of knowledge,
而且有全备的信
and have all the faith,
能够把这座山从这边移到那边
to move mountain from one side to the other,
但是没有爱就不算的什么
but without love, I am nothing.
可见爱所谓圣经讲的爱
So we see that the love that the Bible talks about
我们对于一个基督徒来说是非常重要的。
It's a very important thing to believers.
如果没有爱主耶稣说人也不看不出你是他的门徒。
And Jesus tells us that without love, people cannot see that we are his disciples.
所以耶稣说我赐给你们一条新命令乃是要你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们你们也要怎样相爱。
A new command I give to you, love one another as I have loved you, so you must love one another.
你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你是我的门徒了。
By this, all men will know that you are my disciples if you love one another.
我听过不少人信的耶稣是因为他们经历到耶稣的爱。
I have heard of many people who believed in Jesus because they had experienced the love of Christ.
我也曾经听过不少人对福音没有反应。
And also I've heard of many people who did not respond to the gospel.
因为那些说他们是基督徒的啊失去了这个见证。
Because those who call themselves Christians have lost their witness.
没有爱。
They did not have love.
那么在大学念书的时候我曾经一个朋友对这个福音没有什么好感。
And, in college, I had a friend who did not have good opinion towards, Christianity.
然后后来他接触了一群基督徒。
But later on, he met with a group of Christians.
然后从这群基督徒的身上他经历到主耶稣的爱。
And from this group, he experienced the love of Christ.
然后直到他后来信了耶稣。
That he became a Christian.
所以保罗在帖撒罗尼迦这里所讲的爱是啊如果在原文来看的话他是 agape.
So from 1 Thessalonians, the love that Paul is talking about is agape.
什么是 agape 这种 love 呢这种爱呢
And what is agape love?
如果要知道的话我们去看哥林多前书第13章。
If you want to know, then you need to turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
这个就是 agape.
And this is agape love.
爱是很久忍耐又有恩慈爱是不嫉妒爱是不自夸不张狂不做害羞的事不求自己的益处不轻易发怒也不计算人的恶。
Love is patient, love is kind, and is not jealous. Love does not brag, and it's not arrogant. Does not act unbecomingly, it does not seek its own. Is not provoked, does not take into account a wrong suffered.
不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。凡是包容，凡是相信，凡是盼望，凡是忍耐，爱是永不止息的。
Does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth. Bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails.
我帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒，我曾经讲过，他们经历到外来的迫害，还有这个压力。
And the believers in Thessalonica were persecuted and received much pressure from outside.
所以在这种情况之下，不容易去爱人。
So under such circumstances, it's hard to love others.
特别是爱他们的敌人。
Especially to love their enemies.
所以那些迫害他们的人保罗对他们说
So Paul tells them concerning those who were persecuting them.
又愿主叫你们彼此相爱的心，必爱众人的心都能增长充足。
May the Lord make your love increase and overflow for each other and for everyone else.
所谓众人就是讲到教会以外的人。
And so when he's talking about everyone else, it's talking about people outside of the church.
包括那些迫害他们的人。
Including those who are persecuting them.
他们的敌人。
Their enemies.
那么就在圣经里面谈到一个人叫做约瑟。
And the Bible tells us, in the Old Testament tells us a man named Joseph.
约瑟被他的弟兄把他卖到埃及去。
Joseph was sold by his brothers to Egypt.
那么在埃及的时候，约瑟经历到不少的痛苦，还有挫折。
And in Egypt, Joseph suffered much.
但是我们看圣经的时候，我们发觉到约瑟不因此他所受的那种迫害憎恨他的弟兄。
But we see in Scripture that Joseph did not take a grudge against his brothers because of all the wrongs that he had suffered.
反而约瑟。以爱来接待他的弟兄。
Instead, Joseph received his brothers with love.
把他们带到埃及这个地方，逃离这个饥荒所带来的灾难。
And received them to Egypt so that they could escape the famine.
在新约圣经里面，登三宝训主耶稣说。
And the book of Matthew in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said.
你们听见有话说，当爱你的邻舍，恨你的仇敌，只是我告诉你们。要爱你们的仇敌，为那逼迫你们的祷告。
You have heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you.
他还说，你们若单爱那爱你们的人，有什么赏赐呢？就是税吏也不也是这样行吗？
If you love those who love you, what reward will you get? Are not even the tax collectors doing that?
还有在彼得前书第四章第八节，彼得说最要紧的就是彼此切实相爱，因为爱能够遮掩许多的罪。
And in 1 Peter it says, above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins.
我可见爱是圣经所强调的。
So we see that love is something that the scripture emphasizes.
因此保罗为帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒迫切的祷告。
So Paul earnestly prayed for the believers in Thessalonica.
叫他们彼此之间要相爱。
So that they would love one another.
并且爱众人的心，也就爱教会以外的人的心也增加。
And also their love will increase towards everyone else.
所以保罗对帖撒罗尼迦教会的祷告，第一是盼望他们的信心成长。
So Paul's prayer for the Thessalonian church is first that their faith in God would increase.
然后第二呢，也盼望他们的爱心能够增加。
And that their love for people would increase.
那么最后，盼望信徒存有这个圣洁的心。
And finally that they would have a heart of holiness.
所以一个基督徒不只要在信心、爱心要成长。
And so, believer, not only must he grow in faith and love,
并且在这个圣洁的心也要成长。
He must also grow in holiness.
所以在十三节保罗说。
And so in verse 13, Paul says,
好使你们当我们主耶稣同他圣徒来的时候，在我们父面前心里坚固，成为圣洁，无可责备。
May he strengthen your hearts so that you will be blameless and holy in the presence of our God and Father.
所以保罗
when our Lord Jesus comes with all his holy ones.
所以保罗为这个信徒祷告，以致他们的 在主耶稣再来的时候，他们有这个信心，而且无可责备。
So that, when Jesus comes, not only would they have, faith, but they will also be blameless.
你知道在我们的生命里面什么是最重要的？
Do you know in our lives what is the most important thing?
如果你要知道的话，我们也来 去看彼得后书。
If you want to know, then you should look at 2 Peter.
啊，但主的日子要像贼来到一样，那日天必大有响声，废弃，有行者的都要被烈火消化。地和其上的物质都要烧尽了。
But the day of the Lord will come like a thief. The heavens will disappear with a roar. The elements will be destroyed by fire, and the earth and everything in it will be laid bare.
那么这一切既然都要如此消化，你们为人应当怎样圣洁，怎样敬虔？
Since everything will be destroyed in this way, what kind of people ought you to be? You ought to live holy and godly lives.
因为主耶稣再来的时候，圣经说这个天地都要废弃。
Because the Bible tells us that when Jesus comes again, heaven and earth will be destroyed.
那么当这个天地要废弃的时候，在神的面前，没有任何的东西比一个圣洁的生命来得更重要。
And so when all these things are destroyed, there's nothing more important before God than a holy life.
啊，不是财富。
It's not wealth.
不是名利。
It's not a name.
也不是地位。
It's not a position.
因为这一切都要被火烧尽。
Because all these things will be destroyed by fire.
那么在你的生活里面，什么是对你是最重要的？
So in your life, what is the most important thing?
是这些暂时的东西，还是这个圣洁的生命？
Is it all these temporary things or a holy life?
那么启示录很详细的谈到主耶稣再来的事情。
And in Revelation, it speaks of Jesus' second coming.
所以我鼓励你去看启示录。
So I encourage you to read Revelation.
因为启示录能够激发我们过一个圣洁的生命。
Because, Revelation could move us to live out a holy life.
帮助我们在我们生活上警醒的祷告。
So that in our lives we may be watchful and prayerful.
也提醒我们在我们的属灵生命里面不要做一个沉睡的人。
And to remind us not to be asleep in our lives.
如果你看旧约圣经的话。
If you read the Old Testament.
你会发觉到神是一位圣洁的神。
You will realize that God is a holy God.
因为神说我是圣洁的，因此你要圣洁。
God says, be holy because I am holy.
那么今天我们所看的经文，我们看到保罗所注重的，他要祷告的不是这些琐碎的事情。
And we see from today's scripture that what Paul emphasizes is not the earthly things.
他所注重的就是信徒的信心。
But what he focuses on is the faith of the believers.
而信徒对人的爱心。
And, the believers' love towards others.
而信徒存有这个圣洁的心。
And a heart of holiness.
你在对神的信心是否有成长？
Is your faith growing in God?
你对人的爱心是否有增加？
Is there an increase in your love towards others?
你是否存有一个圣洁的心？
And do you have do you desire holiness?
愿这三个心成为我们自己的祷告的中心。
May these three hearts become the center of our prayers.
当我们来到神的面前祷告的时候，神啊，求你给我信心。
And, when we come before God, we should say, God, give me faith.
也求你给我这个爱心。
We ask that you give me love.
也求你增加我这个圣洁的心。
And please also increase my holiness. Spend some time to meditate on today's message.
让我们安静在神的面前。
Let's quiet our hearts before God.
亲爱的父神，求你帮助我们啊。让我们的祷告好像保罗的祷告一样。
Dear Heavenly Father, please help us so that our prayers would be like Paul's.
也就是为着我们的 对神的信心祷告。
And it's to pray for our faith.
求神加添我们的信心。
That you will add to our faith.
也求神增加我们对人 的爱心。
And please help us to increase our faith, our love to others.
然后同时让我们存有一个圣洁的心。
And that we will have a heart of holiness.
亲爱的父神，求你帮助我们。
Lord, please help us.
求你帮助我们晓得如何祷告。
Help us so that we know how to pray.
为这三个心来祷告。
And to pray for these three hearts.
主啊，求你恩待我们。
Lord, please have mercy on us.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.